Hello, small town radio listeners. This is your host, Connor. And I'm coming to you because between the day we recorded this episode, March 8th, and the day it's released, which is March 16th, a lot has changed due to the coronavirus. And it's really important that everyone remembers their health and all the precautions they can do to stay healthy right now, which includes washing your hands, not touching your face, and the social distancing. But I'm just coming on to kind of preface that when we recorded this episode, a lot of things were different. So we talked about things like they would be happening that may not be anymore, including a reference to March Madness, which unfortunately is canceled. And for all those athletes who work so hard to get to where they are, to have that opportunity taken away, we really feel for you. And that doesn't just include basketball, but it also includes volleyball, beach volleyball, track, all the other sports that are being impacted. That being said, also, the coronavirus has put some stress and anxiety on this show. And, we are trying to push into video. And right now, that feels like a big stretch with some of the precautions we've been taking to make sure that we stay healthy and do our part to keep others healthy. So this episode right now, you can find on YouTube. And next week's episode, you'll be able to find on YouTube. And then after that, we're going to need to figure out exactly what we're going to be doing with video and what we can do given what's going on. So thank you for being with us and traveling with us. And right now, because you can't travel out on the road, enjoy this virtual travel to small towns via radio, via podcast. All right, enjoy. Hey,
welcome to Small Town Radio, the show with the biggest facts about the smallest towns. I'm your host, Maxim.
And I am Connor. And if you're a longtime listener, you know I don't usually say that, so this is a big day for us.
We're super excited. This is our first episode that is both video and audio. Man. This is our first YouTube episode of the podcast.
Which is very exciting because, you know, YouTube wasn't big until we joined it.
I know, it's incredible.
I've never once spent more than 12 hours at a time on YouTube. So, you know, it's not big yet.
It's not big yet. Definitely don't remember the Numa Numa or Charlie the Unicorn.
Numa Numa is what I did as a lip sync in sixth grade.
I mean, that tracks.
At Hampstead Middle School. Oh, you know, this is our mixer right here that I'm touching. You don't usually see this, but we did it. And you know where that video is that you could find me doing Numa Numa?
Is it on YouTube?
It is on YouTube.
We should put it on our channel.
So we have social media now?
Yeah.
We've always had social media.
We should have. Yeah. You guys know. But you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ST Radio Pod.
Yes. And you can email us with pictures or town suggestions at smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com. Are you proud of me for getting that right?
Yes, I'm very proud of you for getting that right.
I showed up for YouTube. Hello.
But yeah, check it out. So if you send us a town suggestion or you give us some listener mail, we'll send you stickers for free. They are
Is that in focus?
Beautiful.
Tell me if that's in focus.
I can't
in this
tell
video.
Because it's too far.
You can tell. The depth of field is, you know.
They say small town radio.
They do. With our logo. And yeah.
Definitely follow us. Like and subscribe to this video.
We're talking. So we're pushing social media now. Now that we have video and you can see our beautiful faces, we have a plan. And a part of it is each week we want to have a submission from a listener.
Yeah.
About a town that we were talking about, we have talked about. And it's like our fan Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right?
I don't remember. I have to look at it's either Wednesday or Thursday. Social media strategy.
But if we don't get that fan photo, we will be posting pictures of fans we see around.
That's right.
Around our lives. And now that I think about it, that seems more like a reward than a threat.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I guess on the submission day, please send in your fan submissions. We love to have those from you guys. Everyone that submitted in the last couple of weeks, I gave them stickers and I sent them a lovely handwritten note.
And it's not even people that we see here. It's like we mail stickers.
Yeah.
Speaking of mail.
Oh, do we have any listener mail?
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Which means Sam gets the day off.
Yeah, he didn't have to. Our mailman Sam does not have to climb up six flights of stairs.
Six flights of stairs with those huge metal bins that he
big metal envelopes.
No listener mail, but we have an exciting announcement.
Oh yeah,
We are going to be running a contest.
Yeah, and we have named it the Small Town Radio Goblin Gauntlet.
Yes.
So what we're going to be doing for the month of March is we want you guys to sketch goblins and send them in. And we are going to, in April, we're going to do a bracket on Instagram and we're going to find out who has the best goblin drawing for us. And we're going to give them what?
$100.
And probably stickers.
Well, I was thinking this design, the winning design should be on our stickers.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely do that.
So, yeah. You know, the thing is, we're not looking for we're looking for any quality.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spectrum of quality from sticky note at work because you don't want to work to professional graphic designer. That whole spectrum, we're looking for it all. And I think what we're going to, the theme is it's like a March Madness bracket at the end. So if we say we get two submissions, we have a finals right away. Say we get 6,000 submissions. We'll probably narrow it down to the best 64.
And to be clear, we are expecting around 4,000 submissions.
Yeah, so, yeah. But you really will get $100 because we believe in paying people for their work.
Exactly. And contests, you know how that works. We'll be stoked to put on a sticker. I'll probably put on the t-shirts when we make those for our first annual Goblin Fest.
We also, throughout this episode, if you see us doing this, we're going to be submitting our own, which we won't be really submitting it. That'd be unfair.
I mean, it kind of would be unfair, but if I draw something better than everyone else, just keep the $100.
That's really good. That's a really good promotion there.
Hey guys, if you can't beat me, none of you get anything.
Let's take a moment. Do you like our setup? You can comment about that. That's something we're supposed to do. Oh, so listen to our show. You know, now that we're on video, we're still on audio. This is still a podcast. Mm-hmm. So listen. You can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play.
Other
Are there
ones?
More?
Stitcher, Stitcher Pocket Cast.
It's Breaker?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. We're on podcast. I talked to the president of podcast and he was like, yep, you're everywhere, I think.
So the other big thing with this is we've been getting equipment, and I got a dummy battery for my camera that you are watching through right now, and I stayed home all day yesterday to make sure that I could get it and it wasn't stolen, because sometimes packages are stolen from my building. Fun New York fact: package theft is fairly common in this building.
Mm-hmm.
They sold produce one time. Okay. One time. So I do a food subscription to get my produce delivered to me. They're all organic produce. I'm not going to plug companies unless they pay us. Cause you know,
fair.
But one time, when we had a rampant, time of package theft, someone came in with a knife. I'm assuming a knife, it might have been keys, mm-hmm. to our building, and took a bunch of packages, and they cut open my package and left everything. They saw it was food and decided they did not want it.
Imagine opening a package and seeing a bunch of celery and eggplants. You'd be like, oh, no, I'm not. I don't want this.
The big thing is about, well, hopefully we're going to see how long this lasts with our camera there, but we're going to need to switch out the battery at some point because, even though I stayed home all day yesterday, they said they could, the delivery people said they couldn't get into my building. So we're going to need to switch out the battery at some point. And this just goes to show why USPS should hire Sam Armin.
Yeah, who would hand deliver it to us. Yeah, no, it's just the nature of technology, a little too behind the scenes. But this week is a themed episode, because by the time this comes out, I think St. Patrick's Day is...
It's tomorrow. It's when you're watching this, St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, or it already happened, or is today. It's one of those options, usually. That's how time kind of works.
I honestly can't believe at the St. Patty's Day parade in Boston that they just had our show on the big screen and everyone in the crowd watched it.
Yeah, I'm glad we Boston wanted us. We had a bunch of options, but Boston feels right because that's the where my favorite sports teams are.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, today, did you know, I saw this morning, today is International Women's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like women? Name every woman. Do it. Name every woman.
I think those are two different things. I will say, yes, I love women. My best mom is a woman.
Okay.
And, but also, I'm wearing green because I decided to, you know, show up for you. And you can't pinch me through the camera. Is that how it works? Pinch, you get pinched, or is it? It's kiss me. I'm Irish.
It's pinch. I honestly have never worn green, and it drives me crazy when people try to pinch me. In middle school, I distinctly remember in eighth grade sitting in my advisement classroom I was in the choir class. And my teacher was awesome, and I was sitting there, and a girl walked in all green, and she looked at me. She goes, "Where's your green?" And I just said, "Don't fucking pinch me, all right?" And the teacher was just like, "He warned you." I was like, "Nice."
See, the thing, when you initially said it, I never wear green. I thought that was a period, and I hate when people pinch me. I thought those were two separate things at first. I thought you were like, I don't wear green, and people just come up and pinch me all the time, and I hate it. I cannot stand it.
I mean, you can pinch my butt whenever you want.
Okay. Why do you think we have this desk here? Well, it's with International Women's Day. I am also wearing my University of Oregon shirt because I've been following Sabrina Ionescu, a basketball player at the University of Oregon.
Oh, okay.
The first person in NCAA history, male or female, to score 2,000 points, have 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists.
I don't know much about basketball, but those numbers are big.
Yeah, I mean, she was mentored by Kobe Bryant. Steph Curry shows up to a lot of the games. Like, she was supposed to be the number one overall pick last year, but she decided to come back and try and win a national championship. But she's like the future of women's basketball.
Wow, that's
at the University
dope.
Of Oregon. So, happy International Women's Day. Also, this jacket gets me real warm. I can get real sweaty.
No, you definitely got to take that off. I was wearing a very cool hoodie until I sat down. I was like, nah, I know how this
I'm
recording
gonna power
session
through.
Is. You're going to sweat. The camera is going to be so in focus on your condensate. International Women's Day. Who's your favorite? Okay.
Who's my favorite mom?
Okay, I'm not going to say. Okay, and yeah, obviously, shout out to our moms and our family. Who's your favorite non-relative? Actually, who's your favorite famous woman? Or historical woman? Do you have any top picks?
I've always, I think I've expressed my love of Emma Watson before.
Okay.
Is it because of Harry Potter?
It definitely is.
Yep. What about you? Let me dive a little bit deeper while you.
I feel like if I'm just given cred where cred's due, I think Marie Curie. That's a great one. It's an obvious pick. We talked about Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, that's cool. What I was thinking.
Let's see. I don't know. It's hard to be like this one is she's my favorite. Because there's a lot of good ones. I really like Elizabeth Warren. We don't get too political on this podcast, but I do really like her. She's awesome.
I just want to say we were playing a trivia game at lunch at work one time, and there was a question of like, which of these are WNBA teams, and I was the only one to get them all right.
Wow.
I actually
do. You follow WNBA?
I follow the ESPN women's account on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And so I see a lot of stuff
there. Highlights and whatever.
Yeah. And I also really interested in seeing a game. I'm pretty sure they play at the Barclays Center.
Oh, really?
Either that or Madison Square Garden.
I got beef with Barclays Center. You know why?
Because they hired me.
Because it's ugly as hell. Okay, so I'm sure you guys have seen it if you live in New York or Brooklyn, mm-hmm. but like, take a look at Barclays Center. The thing is, it's a beautiful building architecturally on the outside. The problem is the paneling on the outside of the building is rusted instead of like
metallic. The grass on top?
No, just like literally the outside of the building, that rust color. Oh. It's so ugly. Like, they should have gone with like just like polished like steel or something, because it would look so much better. I got architectural beef. Okay. WNBA, famous woman. Okay, what, St. Paddy's Day? How are you a St. Paddy's Day doer?
I often forget. I'm very bad with holidays. I'm very bad with birthdays. I'm very bad with dates. I'm just happy I remembered all of this for this time. So
I'm guessing you're not a big drinker either.
No. My family's Irish, so you know, we like whenever we have a reunion, we do like a St. Patrick's Day type day.
Interesting.
Day,
you guys drink green beer as a family?
Oh, no, my God. No. I enjoy a beer every once in a while, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I'm grinding a lot right now with this, with work, with different projects that I'm trying to pursue, hunting down contracts. So it's hard to go out and like spend a day to be like, oh, I'm not going to do anything but go out and drink. And it's just like, I'm not at that point in my life. I didn't pursue that path of like something that's really stable and that's it. Like I go to work and then I go home and then I like take a day off for holidays to go out drinking with buddies. Just it was not my thing.
I have never done St. Paddy's Day. Like, I just don't, I'm not a big like drinking holiday person, but I do drink on holidays. I don't know. The biggest times when I day drink is when I'm skiing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I mean, which I know when I say it out loud sounds incredibly unsafe, but you have to understand I'm pretty good at skiing, so it's fine.
That logic also sounds like someone who drives.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Skiing drunk, incredible. I would recommend it to anybody at any level of skiing. No, it's great. It's like, honestly, like, skiing is like fun enough because you kind of feel like you're gliding when you're drunk. It's just like, I don't have to do anything. I'm just,
Well,
it's good.
I know you don't. We're not huge St. Paddy's Day people. I don't know if we're going to go to the parade tomorrow or, as we say on this podcast while we're recording, 8 days from now or 9 days from now. But we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day on this podcast.
That's right. So we're going to go through, we're going to say the rosary. Favorite Catholic saint, go.
St. Patrick.
St. Patrick. Oh my God, can you believe it? St. Bernard, because he's fluffy and cute and drools.
And a mayor of some towns, probably. Oh, yeah. So where are we going? We're traveling right now. You want to hop in the car?
You know how this show
back
goes.
Seat.
Choo-choo.
That's a train. That's not a train. A car.
Vroom.
Is the steering wheel's in the middle?
Now.
See, that's going to be really funny to you, but not to you. And I'm pointing at the recorder at this point.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, now that we have a video aspect, I can do stuff with my hands. Very exciting.
I was always doing stuff with my hands before.
Yeah, I was just like doing this to Connor all every episode. Every time he makes a pun, I'm just like... Okay, well, are you ready for the first town on our journey today?
Yeah, and just keep in mind, at that half hour mark, you know, my phone that was set up with Wi-Fi somehow got disconnected. So, you know, we're going to need to scurry on up to the camera. But we just keep that in mind as we're getting to our point.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know in a way that sounded natural with the podcast.
If you're ever doing a technical thing like a podcast or a video show, it turns out every piece of equipment you add to make the show better turns out to be just more obstacles. It's like adding, you're like, oh, I'm doing a puzzle, but wait, in order to place a puzzle piece, I have to solve a maze? Okay, well... Despite inevitable technical hiccups.
Do you want me to do it now?
No.
No.
No. I'm going to ride this line.
Let's ride.
Let's ride together.
Hop in people don't sit in the trunk.
No, yes.
Is this a pickup truck or is this a...
No.
Okay.
Pickup trucks are awful for road trips because when you sit in the back seat and the seats can't lean back, so it just like it sucks so much.
So where are we going?
We're going someplace called O'Neill, Nebraska.
A new state.
And oh my god, is that the first Nebraska? I was gonna look at the map, so. But there's nothing on the wall.
My map fell off while I was sleeping last night. I believe when the clocks jumped forward because daylight savings was yesterday for you. It was like what, 9 days ago, 8 days ago. Mm-hmm. I think in protest, my map jumped off the wall.
Oh, okay,
which well, seems fair. I would do the same thing if I could.
All right. For listeners at home, if this is America. Nebraska is
we can
like
also
there.
Put a map right here.
Nebraska is America, Nebraska. And then if this is Nebraska, O'Neill...
It looks a lot like America to me.
So O'Neill is in north central Nebraska.
Okay.
I hate to start our first video episode like this, but it is a city.
I got bad news for you in my place comes up.
This show is just about betraying our listeners over and over and over.
Let's just put in a moment bleep for the remembrance of the towns we did. Did you hear that on the headphones? Okay. We had some static coming in. It wasn't a real moment of.
We've noticed that we get interference where someone, one of his neighbors or maybe a radio station is being picked up. So we end up listening to very quiet hip hop while we record this. And then it doesn't come up on
the hip hop ghost hunters. That's not the name of the last episode, but it was an option.
It was an option. Thank you, Caleb. I can't remember what the winner is, but
I'm pretty sure it's Can You Milk Me?
Can You Milk Me? Like, as soon as I saw it was the winner, I was like, why did we choose that as an option for an episode title?
It's the funniest one.
Okay. So this is a city, but it's small. As of the 2010 census, we have a population of 3,705.
Wow. Okay. That's smaller than some of the towns we've done.
Fact number one about O'Neill, Nebraska.
Yeah.
O'Neill is the official Irish capital of Nebraska.
Oh, I liked how you said O'Neill and official.
Official. That wasn't intentional, but
you, it should have been. You that was good. It.
And you fans who listen, you know I'm crazy about places this that call themselves the capital of the world or the capital of something.
That is true.
You say the tea is cold?
Yeah. Doesn't it look nice though?
It does look nice. Like if you're looking at a video, you're like, oh, what a nice that looks mug. Like a nice cozy drink, a nice cozy mug, and he just drank that and was like,
that's what you do on St. Patrick's Day. So tell me more about this Mr. and Mrs. Let's go Mrs. O'Neill City. It's international.
Okay.
You didn't like that. That's right. I threw it out, swatted. But that's all right, because basketball was already established as a theme. So you
okay. I'm going to dunk on you. Okay, so O'Neill is the official Irish capital of Nebraska. It was originally settled by Irish settlers. And because of such, it goes ham on St. Paddy's Day. It goes without saying, right?
It doesn't go like sauerkraut and corned beef.
It goes full corned beef.
It doesn't go Brock.
It doesn't go Brock.
No, bro. No, Brock.
I got corned beef with you.
That's acceptable today.
That the episode title. I got corned beef with you.
What about I got sauerkraut with you?
Sauerkraut is a more acceptable option because there's no meat in it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking you would go with. I'll go no corned beef.
I'm a real sauerkraut today. Oh, goodness. Are you a fan of corned beef? You like corned beef?
I do. Corned beef hash. Shout out to the English Muffin in Hampstead, New Hampshire, where I worked. I used to get the corned beef hash omelet for my shift meal almost every time because I am a creature of habit. But it was very, very good. Very, very good.
Interesting.
Okay. I love sauerkraut as well.
Yeah, sauerkraut is sauerkraut fan. I love it on like a good vegan hot dog.
Anything.
Reuben sandwiches, like sauerkraut. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Do you eat Reuben sandwiches?
Huh?
Do you eat Reuben sandwiches?
Yeah, they're vegan, of course.
Oh.
But yeah. The Welcome to Small Town Radio, the show where two guys of Eastern European descent talk about how much they love sour things and pickled goods.
Shout out to my old sponsor, Fried Pickles.
Oh, shout out to every pickle that's ever lived, including my cat, Pickles. Which maybe now that we have video, I can just pull pictures of him on my phone and be like, look how cute he is. He just recovered from surgery.
So back to this town.
Back to this town. Okay, so think of St. Paddy's Day.
Yes.
Big deal. Lots of Irish people. from its website, which shows a man riding a green horse, which, by the way, is animal abuse. Quote, on St. Patrick's Day, the city of about 4,000 doubles its population, with visitors flocking to see the painting of the shamrock. It gets a fresh coat of paint every year just before the main celebrations. O'Neill's Grand Parade, scheduled this year for Saturday, March 19th. So if this comes out, you have time. By the time this episode drops, mm-hmm. you have time to fly to Nebraska to get to O'Neill to check out the parade.
Or you can come with us. Hop in the back.
Behind the curtain.
There's a bed back there.
They've got O'Neill's Grand Parade. They have green eggs and ham. And other activities, including Irish river dancing and all that jazz. But you'll notice I mentioned something called the shamrock.
I know what a shamrock is.
But the shamrock. This is an exciting fact. Fact number two. So O'Neill houses the world's largest permanent shamrock.
Real or fake?
Fake.
Okay, I was going to say, what science, what magic and sorcery do they have over there that's keeping this shamrock growing? Willie will put a picture. Maxim's looking up. We'll put a picture here. Oh, well, not here.
Yeah, we'll see.
See.
Just over my face. Hide me. Okay, so they have the world's largest permanent shamrock. It's made of colored concrete, and it's at their intersection of 4th and Douglas Street. And what it is, it's an engraving in the middle of the street intersection. And it can actually be seen from the Google satellite view.
What is this?
Very large. So it's the where these roads come together, they have the outline of a shamrock like depressed into the concrete.
Yeah.
And then every year for St. Paddy's Day, they paint the whole thing green.
That's wild. Oh, I got an idea though. Mm-hmm. This is fascinating. I want you to see it. And while you look at this photo of this shamrock here, I'm gonna switch out the battery because we're closing on that time.
Okay.
So keep talking, keep describing, keep on keeping on.
You want me to keep going while you turn the camera off?
Rolling.
Okay, the audio is still rolling. So
describe this to me.
So a shamrock is a type of weed. I'm drawing a happy little goblin, Bob Ross style, giving him some little eyes. Maybe I'll give him like a laughing face. Yeah, he looks really happy. Aw, sweet little goblin. Nice. That'll be good. I think people will vote on that. I'm going to make sure his chin looks nice and crisp. I love drawing in Sharpie. His ears are nice and pointy. It's crazy to think that the only real part of Harry Potter was the goblins. Still, are we back engaged?
We are. And this is what happens when you don't hire Sam the mailman.
Yeah, he should have been here to swap that battery for us.
Man, well, that and we had it all planned out, folks. We had it all planned out. But not this time.
All right, can we get back to the facts?
Yeah, we're good. You see us right there?
We're jumping back in. Okay, back about the shamrock at 4th and Douglas Street. Okay, this shamrock, they paint it every year on St. Patrick's Day. They paint the whole thing green, and a lot of their celebrations and parade shit happens at the shamrock. The shamrock is the city's most popular tourist destination, and people actually have marriage proposals there. That's how popular this is.
Okay. I mean, my favorite proposal story, because, you know, proposals are very romantic, but also oftentimes mm-hmm. it's a quick moment that it's a very small portion of a much larger, story of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was living in London at the time, and I was staying with a homestay family, and the anniversary of my homestay parents. We just asked, what was your proposal story?
Mm-hmm.
And my homestay dad said, oh, I didn't propose. Because they had like a justice of the peace type ceremony, like went to.
Yeah.
And
they eloped.
And my homestay mom said, yes, you did. My homestay dad said, must have been drunk.
Must have been drunk. Oh my God.
And that's true love, folks. True, true love.
Wow. I have a proposal story.
Are you taking me to a shamrock?
No. Oh, last week
I
was walking through Washington Square Park with my girlfriend. And you know how they have the arch that's all illuminated at night?
Are you telling me you're engaged?
No. So we go and like it's really quiet at this time. And there's not a lot of people out. The arch is really big. It's pretty. And it was just really quiet. And I like stop her. Cause normally I stop her and like kiss her on the head or something. But I stopped her. And then I just got on one knee and she was like, no. I'm like, I'm just fucking with you. Like, are you crazy? I was like one of those moments where I was like, I can't pass up the opportunity to do a fake proposal right at this moment.
So
that's my style of
so
humor.
We got this shamrock and we have obviously the flock of goblin gauntlet.
Are you calling Irish people goblins?
I'm one quarter. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. That's right. Okay. I'm not Irish at all. And I don't drink green beer. Yeah. Okay. So basically this place is crazy about St. Patrick's Day. They got a big Irish population there. They got the world's largest shamrock, which can be, it was funny when I looked at it. It was like, you can see it on the Google satellite view. And then I want to say, it can be seen from space. But like, what does that actually mean? Like, how far away in space do you have to be to see something? Because technically, the satellite view, you can see a person on the street from space. I don't know. So,
that's very valid.
Yeah, because then we're like, you can see the Great Wall from space.
And I'm like, we should get funding to go to space and do this there. That'd
be awesome.
The last, do you know how many people live in the small town of space?
Like right now, probably like 9. Like, let's see, how many people are aboard the...
You hear that marker?
The ESS.
I'm the drawing ISS. My goblin.
He's drawing right now. There are, what? Okay. Fully crewed, there are currently 3 people aboard the ISS. So the small town of space has 3 people in it.
Mono Y is still number 1.
Yep, I get it. Wow. Holy shit. Mono Y has less people than the vacuum of space. That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's weird to think about. But also, that's assuming that we're the only species in the entire universe.
But they have their own places in space. Because technically, Earth is in space.
I mean, yeah.
So what else is happening in O'Neill?
So this place is also the birthplace of Clayton Danks, 1879 to 1970. Holy shit, he lived a long time. That guy was old as fuck. He was a 3-time Cheyenne Frontier Days rodeo winner, and he is the model of the Wyoming cowboy symbol. You know, on their license plates
at
the University of Wyoming? That's him.
I always get that. When you said that, I was thinking about the Denver International Airport and the giant horse they have there.
Oh, Blucifer.
That's... This is Blucifer here.
Yeah, so if you go to Denver, we're very proud of Blucifer.
Didn't they kill the designer?
Oh, yeah. So this is a big blue horse by our airport, and it's like it's got to be like 30 feet tall, and it has these light up red LEDs, eyes.
Oh my
LED
God.
Eyes. It's very terrifying. Menacing. It's a great statue. But when it was being sculpted, the sculptor of it, he was doing the final touch, and he was putting it's like on its back, like rearing up, and he was putting one of the legs on, and one of the legs fell off and crushed him to death. And I think when they were installing the statue. I think there was another death that happened as a result of trying to put the statue up.
See, that's the horse symbol, though, of Blucifer is the same as the Wyoming cowboy without
horse.
Exactly.
Well, no, the Wyoming cowboy is like a bucking horse. It's like the horse is facing down and it's kicking back and he's like on it with his hat.
Oh. Horses.
Okay, the Wyoming thing is a forward tilty horse. Blucifer's a backward tilty horse.
That's cool. Did he move, you know, more?
He lived there. That's all I know. He was a big rodeo guy, obviously. But yeah, that was just like the fact. It was like, oh yeah, the Wyoming symbol guy is a dude named Clayton Danks, and he's from O'Neill.
And he loves St. Patrick's Day.
And he loves Small Town Radio, the podcast.
You know, if he was alive, I bet he would listen.
You think so?
I think he'd watch online. I think he'd do both.
I think he would like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and... give us listener mail.
You know what I'm confused about?
What is that?
It just occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
So Clayton Danks,
mm-hmm.
great last name, by the way. From from Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and he is the Wyoming cowboy.
Yeah, because he was a 3-time Cheyenne Frontier Days winner.
Traitor! Never leave your state. Never move to New York and follow your dreams. We're still in New Hampshire at heart.
Don't move to New York and drive my rent.
Was that what we got?
Yeah.
From O'Neill, the official.
Yeah. Speaking of dreams, how's your comedy career going?
It's at a stand. Well, you know, things are going fine. My comedy career is kind of, it's slow. I'm trying to push the pile in different directions, but I'm not having as much motivation to write.
Yeah.
And I want to get more sincere. I have this, when I'm on stage, I am a silly boy. That is how I classify myself. And I'm very, I'd say my style is a little bit more British, it's very wordplay heavy.
He goes, like, hello, mate.
Is that British?
Are you ready for some comedy? And I'm like, Mr. Potter.
Well,
I'm sorry. British listeners. And our Australian ones.
Less than 1%.
Yeah, right.
Alex, I guess. It's at a standstill, so it's frustrating, but I think it's good to get frustrated from time to time, because then you get to realize if you're frustrated, you still want to push forward. You still mm-hmm. want to dig deeper. But if you're not, if you're at a standstill and you're not frustrated at all, then it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah. I live in a constant state of frustration over my comedy. I think I've talked about this in the podcast, but I tend to write a good joke, perform that joke for 2 to 3 weeks. Get it to like kind of work. And then I'm like, I hate myself. I hate hearing this joke. I'm sick of saying it. And I put it on the back burner, completely forget about it, and then have to write new stuff. So, and then a couple months go by and I go through my backlog of jokes and my note cards. I'm like, oh my gosh, these jokes are really good. Why did I stop using that one?
See, I'm the type where I'm working on a set.
Mm-hmm.
We have very different approaches to how to do it. Because I'm trying to... I want to build a really good hour eventually, and I just want to keep on refining everything in that part to get to that hour. But it's I run through my set a lot, and I stick with jokes for a long time. But I'm just questioning if that's the way to do it, because you just aren't writing as much if you're really trying to refine.
I think it's good, but I think what if you had an hour of your style of comedy?
Oh God,
I would off myself. Just no, I'm
no,
kidding.
No. It is. No. It's good for 5 minutes. I agree, but I like when I think about it too. The next writing part that I do, it's going to be more sincere,
right? Because what point I was going to make is that when you write an hour of material, I think what makes an hour of material good is an overarching theme. If you're writing jokes to write an hour, you're going to have this like consistent tone that's really good. Mm. If you're refining a bunch of five minute sets and you're going to chain them together into an hour, you have an hour of material that's like 100 different little colors of jokes. So it just becomes this like, it's probably really fun because it's like a lot of diversity in the content and the theme and the emotion. But when you're writing for 5 minutes, you're writing like, I can do in 5 minutes, I can get out 3 flavors of joke, basically. And then if I write for an hour, I can get out 60 flavors of joke. And that just becomes like this, whoa, like, whoa, unless you're very consistent in your tone in general. But I think that's be really challenging. I'd be terrified of doing an hour.
I'm looking forward to it. Hey.
Check out his question. Netflix special in 10 years.
In 45 years.
45 years.
I got a question for you.
What?
Who's sponsoring you today?
Oh, that's right. Ad breaks. Oh. Today I'm sponsored by the concept of tripods. Making sure things are stable in all aspects of your life. 3 points of contact.
Metaphor. So strong.
I am currently sitting on this chair in a tripod, meaning my butt and the back of 2 of my legs. Very stable.
I like your NPR speaker voice.
Welcome to All Things Thought About.
All Things Considered.
I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to get sued. You're probably a 45-year-old middle-aged office worker, and in the backseat of your car is your 6-year-old child who is definitely dying at the sound of my voice. Mom, Dad, why can't we listen to some music? Why do we have to listen to them talking about stuff? And you say, shut up. the world is burning and I need to know where it's burning.
Do you want to know who I'm?
Who's your sponsor?
Perfection.
Oh, yikes.
Perfection. When all else fails, be perfect. Don't forget to flip the screen of your camera around so you can watch yourself, film yourself. Don't not get mail to film yourself. Don't drink cold tea. Don't not get a laugh as his bit continues.
I'm surprised.
Perfection.
I'm glad you're sponsored by every little mistake you've made this episode and some things that are completely out of your control.
You know what?
Don't record when it's overcast despite having a normal recording day.
Perfection. Control everything. Never take excuses. Don't move away from your home state. You know what? They're my least silly boy sponsor, but you know, if they pay the bills, I say the thrills.
Connor's having a mental health crisis because he hasn't made an animal pun in an hour.
Hey,
is for horses.
Get out. I'm fine now.
All right. We're all good. Okay.
I'm
what's
ready.
Your town? Are you gonna?
I am. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We are going to Wisconsin.
Oh,
another new state.
Yum.
I believe. I don't know if we did a.
No, we haven't done a Wisconsin. Wait. No, we haven't.
Fun fact. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Oregon, and
very revealing, very sensual, revealing.
But my top choice for a very long time was the University of Wisconsin.
Why?
It's a very good state school. It's in Madison, which seems like a lovely city. I would still love to, I really want to go to Madison and see what I missed out on. Not because I'm wish I had something different. I just wish I could have, I could see it. Because it looks like a beautiful campus. It's got a great running program.
Are there mountains?
No.
Is there a lake?
It's a giant lake. Yeah, I think it's on one of the Great Lakes.
Oh, really? Okay, that's cool then.
I believe it is. I didn't go there, so I wouldn't know. But yeah, it's a giant school, a very good state school.
It's unfortunate we don't have our map on the wall.
I know.
Because I could just point to Wisconsin.
It's blame daylight savings. I was half awake last night as it started to fall. I'm like, no, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. Did it fall and just wake you up?
No, I didn't. I woke up and I was like, yeah, I expected that. It's in Madison. We're looking it up on the map currently, but...
Madison is nowhere near the lake.
There's a lake... Lake Madison.
Okay, well, the lake. What? Okay, there's a... Okay.
Lake Madison's a great lake.
I don't see a Lake Madison. I see Lake Mendota, Lake Mononoa.
Oh, yeah, it's between two lakes.
Monona, Lake Monona, and Lake Wingra.
I think the campus is between, or on one of the peninsulas.
Yo, this is actually a cool city layout.
Yeah, no, it's...
I like that you're okay to our Wisconsin listeners. I appreciate that you put Madison on a land bridge between two lakes. Looks tight. I want to jump your city on a jet ski.
Well, so we are going, we're not just in Wisconsin generically.
Oh, yeah.
We are in New London, Wisconsin. Location slightly east of central Wisconsin.
Boy, this is a small place.
And it is 40 miles west of Green Bay. So, population, 7,295.
Oh, looks like I'll be taking home the small town award this episode.
What you gonna do? Congrats, you got the first one.
I'm going to give myself a sticker.
Don't you have all the stickers? So, it is a city. Boo. But this city has a St. Patrick's Day parade, Irish fest, and week-long festivities.
A lot of day drinking.
For the week, the city's name is changed to New Dublin.
And they changed the city name? Oh, cool. New London, New Dublin. Okay.
I am claiming New Dublin a town.
Okay, so New London's a city, but for this week of St. Paddy's Day, you're like New Dublin is a town.
Hey, I saw it referenced in as a town on Wikipedia. I think it was an oversight issue, but hey,
here we are.
Take what you can get when you're fishing, boys. And girls, everyone.
When you're
fishing
in the lake of green beer, and when you're bobbing for cheese, so, in your green beer bucket.
So, according to our good friend Wikipedia, very good friend,
very one good, of our best, close friends.
Each March, Wisconsin's largest St. Patrick's Day parade is held with an Irish fest and sponsored by the Shamrock Club of New Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. This seems like a lot of work. And to continue from our friend Wikipedia, leprechauns kick off the week-long festivities by renaming New London to New Dublin. New Dublin, which translated from, because our friend Wikipedia sometimes speaks in strange languages.
Mm-hmm.
That means grown adults dress up like leprechauns and go put stickers over the word London on town signs that say Dublin.
That's fun. I like that a lot.
Yeah, they're dressing up in full costume. I gotta put the picture here from Wikipedia. If you're listening, look it up, because they're like grown adults having fun. It's like Halloween, but for St. Patrick's Day.
That's so cool. I like that a lot. I was gonna say we are known for having a huge leprechaun fan base. A lot of leprechauns listen to this show.
You think leprechauns and goblins get along?
Probably not. I mean, despite them both being fanatical fans of the podcast, I think leprechauns are a more reliable class of people than goblins.
Well, I hope we have reliable listeners out there.
I hope so,
too. Because we are all perfect.
100% perfect. This is the show with no mistakes.
Zero
mistakes.
So you can check out everything that's happening in New Dublin on newdublin.com, which has a countdown clock that counts down, which is currently counting down to this St. Patrick's Day in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can check it out now and you'll see like less than a day when you're listening, or you can check it out tomorrow, which I don't know if it's just zero the whole time, or I'm very excited to see if it automatically flips over to 2021. Internet's exciting.
I like to imagine the St. Paddy's clock is like the doomsday clock, where there's like a team of scientists that are like, well, we've noticed the production of green beer is going up. I guess we have to move the clock three more seconds to St. Paddy's Day.
I really wish I had seen what it had done last night on the daylight savings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was daylight savings. So today I woke up at 10.
Oh, man.
But I mean, it justified. I got home pretty late.
Yeah, we had a squatter's mic. Check it out.
Shout out to
if
Alex
you're in New York.
You can definitely see us post about it on Instagram, but it's good stuff. Excellent, excellent mic, but mostly like show
30
quality.
People
we,
almost last night. He was awesome.
Can we give Mo a shout out?
Yeah, Mo. Yeah,
it was her birthday.
Listens
yesterday.
All the time. Gonna help with social media.
Yeah,
I think
she's gonna help us out. But yeah, I was stoked on that she let us use the place for the mic. We basically performed stand up in what looked like a 8-year-old girl's bedroom.
It was awesome, though.
Very cool.
I'll do one of my jokes from at the end, that because I wrote a bunch of stuff that's not very good.
That's okay. You did well.
I did fine. Yeah, it was more sheer personality than quality of jokes.
Yeah.
I forced it down. My style is a lot of, you better laugh or I will ask you, and it's going to get uncomfortable.
One of the jokes is explicitly, if you don't laugh at my joke, you better laugh. Like,
I'll explain afterwards.
Okay.
Once we get through New Dublin. So, as we know, New Dublin is host to Wisconsin's largest St. Patrick's Day parade, which includes bagpipe bands, marching bands, festive clowns, which I think is an oxymoron. Festive clowns.
As opposed to the unfestive clowns who are just dealing with their daily clown life.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is, so they have things all week. I'm on their website now. I'm just trying to figure out exactly.
NewDublin.com has, okay, sorry, www.newdublin.newcom. No, newdublin.com. Like, it's, this thing is like a whole, it's like it's a whole universe unto itself of St. Patrick's Day happenings.
The website does look like it was made in the early 2000s a bit. But it gives that nice feel of this is a real community event. Like we love doing this. This is
no one who is putting together a website for their small town knows that HTML5 exists.
I don't know what that means either. So, you know, I'm from New Hampshire and we're still in New Hampshire.
Where you read about things in newspapers and you get all your music just from the radio and you can't stream anything. You still use televisions.
That is exactly New Hampshire. Nothing else there.
Nothing
just
else
just what
there,
you described. Yeah. So I'm on this list. We have bagpipe bands, marching bands, festive clowns, specialty units. I don't know what that exactly means. Clans, and business floats on this parade, which happens on, which is this Saturday, the 21st, St. Patrick's Grand Parade. Mm-hmm. And it happens in downtown. The Noodle Dublin's Irish Fest is 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and attend by festivals downtown. It features Celtic bands, Irish food, beverages, market booths. More weeknights events are Irish caroling, which if it's anything like my family that is Irish, that just means getting drunk and singing really out of key. And
I'm coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
But I think they're more traditional songs. A lot of these are family events too, which is cool. Getting everyone together into the festivities. And then there's the Irish Ceilidh, which is more or less a dance. And then the Ceilidh,
wouldn't that be a person?
Yeah, it's
here's spelled, our Irish Ceilidh. She's going to hang out with us today.
It's spelled C-E with a mark above it. I don't know language.
Like an accent mark?
Yes, an accent mark above it. C-E with an accent mark, I-L-I. But it's like a dance where they learn traditional dance. Yeah. And so, the big thing that happens in the St. Patrick's Day Grand Parade is Finnegan's Wake.
Okay.
Which is a parody of an Irish wake.
Interesting.
Which, oh my God, I fell in love when I saw this. Because at first I was like, this has got to be like a big thing.
Okay.
It's like, it's got to be some tradition that's passed down from Ireland because it seems really, really obscure. Well, this is what it said on newdublin.com. The Finnegan's Wake tradition actually has its roots in what began years ago as a lark, which is not a bird in this situation, but something you do for fun.
Okay.
While the local police were occupied at the high school watching over school traffic and other juveniles, Mike Coyle, Judy McDaniel, Fluff Barrington, Dave Mulroy, and others decided to take a department store dummy in an old wicker coffin and carry him from Coyle's Tire to the Midtown restaurant, performing in an Irish wake. In fact, it became the first Finnegan's Wake in New London and their own impromptu St. Patrick's Day parade.
So they basically were like, we're just going to do this for fun. We're going to carry a fake dead body from one shop to town.
Yeah, I don't know where their inspiration came from, but when it was found out, they were told if they wanted to do this next year, they needed a permit. No one imagined that this humble beginning in 1983 would grow into the largest St. Patrick's Day parade with an Irish fest in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
So they were just like, well, we're going to steal this dummy and walk it down the street. And everyone's like, yes, again and again and again.
In my mind, what I'm imagining is four people carrying a coffin, followed by a conga line of 10,000 people.
Interesting
all
you say
drinking
that.
Green beer.
I'm gonna pause our recording, restart again because you know we like the lights out in perfection. So we perfect? Absolutely.
We're the most perfect podcasters
and
ever.
And we're back more perfect than ever. Thank you, sponsor. And you know, the battery, I think, would have lasted the whole time.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
But we lost connection through, you know, better perfect than sorry, as I always say.
Jeez. Okay.
You know when you commit to a bit and people get scared? Or people tell you to stop? You know that thing that we did last week with Caleb? So you're thinking, well, what does this look like? What do we have here? Well, I hope I'm going to try and reach out to the people that put out this video, mm-hmm. but I'm going to do a small clip and I'm going to put at least the audio in so you can hear it cleanly for yourselves. But I just want to react to this video, which I don't want to start here. I'm going to start at the next one because it's this person's. This is the Finnegan's Wake.
So there's just a car driving
to this
down
person
this.
Real quick. Sorry. We'll try and put it in. That's Finnegan's wife.
This is a crazy video, okay? There's a green hearse carrying a body,
explain.
Followed by a bunch of people following it, like, quote, mourning it. And then at one point, the back of the hearse flies open and the body slides out onto the ground. And then everyone picks it up and runs it back into the hearse.
I'm going to show you one more because we're winding down here. But this was just, there's like 6 minutes of clips on newdublin.com of old Finnegan's Wakes. And let me see. I'm going to put in the time so that way we can get it right this time to sync up with our video for you. So we have, this is at 1 minute and 35 seconds. If you're doing this at home as well on new, oh my goodness, that was perfection onto a new tab. 135. And now the car is coming down the road and the announcers decide to take on an Irish brogue.
So it's like a bit everyone commits to.
Yeah, this
like, who's Finnegan? Oh, he's dead.
Oh, wait, this is... This guy's just plugging his business.
Jeez, this is crazy. I want to say, like, it's always crazy to me on St. Paddy's Day... Americans basically cosplay as Irish people.
Pause it here. Yeah.
It's just like, it's what a crazy holiday.
But you just imagine this whole town being like, well, these people decided to rob more or less a store for a prank, pretend like someone was dead, and we're just going to make it into the biggest event we have this year.
That's crazy. It's
like
hilarious.
A family event. The town of New Dublin.
Nice. That was awesome. That's a good one.
It's really worth your while. I know you can watch our video here, but it's really, really worth your while to go check out this video.
It's fun. One thing that gets me is like everyone pretends to be super Irish, but nobody knows what hurling is.
Oh, I kind of do, but yeah, it's done at like only, Fenway every year.
I only know what it is because last week I found myself climbing into a Wikipedia hole where I was reading about the origins of hockey, and hurling is one of the root sports of hockey. So
the root, yeah,
it's a sport. It's basically like a lacrosse plus handball plus soccer kind of Irish sport that's been played for like 3,000 years. Like it's like an ancient Gaelic sport.
Yeah,
which is pretty dope. Yeah,
those are our towns.
Good stuff.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy first video episode.
Happy first video episode brought to you by
the Goblin Gauntlet
and
Small
Perfection.
Time. Oh, perfection.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to see our drawings?
Let's see if you can
see.
We'll
put it on Instagram for those of you listening at home. I'd like to say mine is a goblin in the third grade who's coming in for a school picture.
And here's mine. So please submit your drawings. We're going to, obviously, we're in April. We're gonna do a bracket. We're gonna choose the best one. Winner gets $100. So submit your sketches,
you're
your art.
Choose the best one. We're gonna vote it.
Well,
down
yeah. We're
Instagram.
Gonna do that.
But we're gonna choose the best, the preliminary best.
We're just gonna facilitate.
Yeah.
The thing.
And
then give out money to the winner. So definitely participate, and you should. Like, subscribe, share this show with your friends, family, every single person on the street you meet, you should tell them about this podcast.
We are ST Radio Pod on Instagram and Twitter. We have a Facebook. You can find us, Small Town Radio. And then this, we still have our very long, elaborate link, but we are Small Town Radio on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Instagram, we're going to keep it in our bio, at least for this one.
Find the Instagram. We have a link to our YouTube. Subscribe.
We have everything that's kind of put in this general area, the mug general area. And
we have a new Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook, I mentioned
Small
that.
Town. Oh, yeah, okay, we did.
Do you want to hear the joke?
Yeah, I'm ready for the joke.
Okay, so yesterday, Max and I were talking, and I put on corduroys. This is backstory to the actual joke. And I got two, I was like, I'm going to put on jeans before I go perform, because, you know, it looks nice. But I decided not to, because I was lazy. And so I thought, I'm wearing corduroys because I want to know, who the fuck is Roy? And who are his genius business partners that took the other three quarters of his pants? And I thought of that literally as I was wearing pants in a minute. I wrote it in the on the way over to the mic, and then I said it, and it got a very lukewarm reaction.
Lukewarm it was.
It's a joke that really is funnier because when I play it up, because who really cares about corduroy pants? But also, I don't love it because one of the linchpins of the actual funniness is the fact that I swear in the middle of it. Yeah. And I think I can take it out, but it just won't hit as hard. Because it's like, I'm selling how much...
Who the heck is Roy?
Yeah, I could, but it's just like... That's one thing about joke writing. Like, if you write a joke with a swear in the middle and that's what's getting you the laugh, it's really hard to find to get the laugh without it, because you kind of you feel like you're dependent upon it. So I'm happy to share that with you. And I hope you were wearing corduroys.
Enjoy. Corduroys. Thank you guys so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing and liking and doing everything and contributing to this podcast. We really appreciate you guys. We're very excited for the next several ton of episodes on video. So thanks for sticking around. Our show.
Thanks for being perfect.
And not perfect. Bye.
Bye.